is GQDN for Friday, July 26th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of great stuff. Great drink mixes. Great stuff. And by stackup.org. By the way, use the promo code QUEST. So since I'll be reading some stuff off my phone because my PC does not want to agree with me right now, just saying, we will begin today with the voice actors' strike. And the AP News did say that there were 2 years of negotiations going on through the strike process. However, nothing has been done to satisfy things, or not enough progress has been done at all. So, the SAG AFTRA Chief Contracts Officer Ray Rodriguez held a news conference yesterday afternoon and said, quote, "The industry has told us point blank that they do not necessarily consider everyone who is rendering movement performance to be a performer that is covered by the collective bargaining agreement." So, since that happened, the voice actors decided to strike. And keep in mind, the last strike went on for a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Basically, I'm saying it went on for a very long time. But GameSpot did say that the GTA 6 will be unaffected by the strike itself. Now, a representative was talking about this, and they were saying that they confirmed that GTA 6 is exempted from the strike, which means essentially they don't need the voice actors right now. And since they don't need them, the development for Grand Theft Auto 6 is going on. But these actors, the voice actors, do have some backing, because the UK actors, according to Eurogamer, is standing along line with them. So there was a statement from Equity that said, quote, "Equity stands in total solidarity with SAG-AFTRA, who have taken the brave decision to authorize a strike against U.S. video games companies. Voice performance capture artists are a vital part of this multi-billion dollar industry, bringing life characters that make games successful. We stand shoulder to shoulder with SAG-AFTRA as partners in global fight to secure fair pay and protect their members' rights, which could not be more urgent as we move forward with artificial intelligence innovation." So the strike is indeed getting backed by the EU. Now we get into some other news, because in another article by Eurogamer, the Paradox CEO did admit that he made the wrong call in several projects, and that is following the cancellation of Life by You. Now, the Life by You was canceled this past June, and the studio behind the project, Paradox Tectonic, was also closed. So, Frederick Wester did admit that he made the wrong call, because he commented in the latest financial earnings report by saying it was, quote, "a difficult decision, as the game would not be able to meet our expectations. It's clear that we have made the wrong calls in several projects, especially outside of our core, and this must change. We have areas where we need to improve. For example, in production, quality and risk assessments. In 2021, we made major changes to how we invest in riskier projects, which means that we have not stated new projects with the same combination of high risk and high cost as Life by You." Now, they also had received some criticisms in Cities Skylines 2 and a DLC that was indeed rushed to said games. Now, we get to World of Warcraft, because if you experienced some downtime over this past week, according to WoWhead, the North America accounts will be receiving some compensation for game time because of the downtime. Now, here's what Blizzard did say in a blue post. Quote, "We wanted to take a moment to recognize that the first day of the pre-expansion content update for The War Within resulted in extended downtime for many players in North American realms, and recognition of these difficulties during the initial launch, we're adding 1 day of extra game time to every subscription in North America, Latin America, Australia, New Zealand for accounts which were active as of July 23rd. We appreciate providing this compensation to affected players on or August before August 15, 2024. Players will be able to view their game time by visiting account.battle.net. We appreciate your continued patience as we navigate through any lingering issues to ensure that players' experience going forward into launch of the War Within expansion goes smoothly, starting with early access on August 22nd and the global launch on August 26th, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Now we go to GameSpot, and this is just going to be a little bit of an update to what's going on with VGC, because we do follow VGC. They put up some good articles, but they're starting up a Patreon because they are having some hard times themselves. Now, VGC did start out in 2019, and the staff does include some veterans with some UK publications, along with some monthly podcasts, a newsletter, Discord server, and some commenting, talking on the site, okay? But they now have a Patreon, so now all of these things that I just said goes behind a paywall. And we know about that because we have a Patreon too. And you know about our paywalls, such as GQ2, seeing the notes go in for GQDN, so on and so forth. So the VGC Editor-in-Chief, Andy Robinson, did talk about this. Quote, "Site closures and job losses have become all too common fixtures in the headlines. While those who remain have been increasingly pressured to focus more on keeping the lights on and less on creating content readers actually want to see. As an entirely independent publication, VGC has felt these market pressures more than most. We're launching today with a bunch of great content, but we also have loads more planned for the future. And we're excited about how this new model can help VGC's future." Well, good luck. They will get some support, I would suppose. Now, let's talk about some Marvel Rivals. Because .esports did say that Marvel Rivals did respond to the backlash over the Twitch codes drops. Now, what these are is they're the closed beta codes, and the website was not ready to handle the numbers of the people that got those codes. So some of the codes did fail, but the devs did apologize, and they are also looking into the technical difficulties, and they're offering a few temporary solutions. Now, some of these things would be the chances to claim a code that will be without watching 60 minutes of a drop-enabled stream, but it'll be a first-come, first-served process. But once again, they're working on it. Well, one player did report that they had some success in getting the code in because they use a Safari browser. And another player said, no, it didn't work because there was a glitch. So, we'll see what happens. But keep in mind, this is closed beta, which means, according to PC Gamer, there are two new heroes coming in before the end of the closed beta test. And it is Thor, the God of Thunder, and Jeff, which is the shark with legs. So we know about Thor, don't we? He's going to go nuts with his hammer, along with some lightning attacks. But Jeff, being the land shark, will be going available too. And they were revealed at San Diego Comic-Con, and that came with a short trailer to it. Now, we don't know about Jeff's abilities, but they are now a part of the closed beta today. So we'll see what happens. Now, according to GamesRadar as well, if you're looking to get a... let's go to The Verge first. I got my articles mixed up. We'll get to PlayStation VR 2 later. But Steam is going to have some upgrades for the game demos. Okay, so Valve did introduce some changes to Steam. They'll make it easier to find, and you'll be able to install the game demos. Now, that's what they put in a new blog post. So the demos now have a store page that is completely separate from the main game store, and that will allow developers to display the demo-specific content, such as trailers, screenshots, and some other supported features. The pages will also display both button install and demo to visit the main game store page, and that will allow players to leave the demo specific reviews. So if you're looking for a demo to play and you have Steam, there you go. Now, once again, we're talking about Comic-Con, and according to GamesRadar.com, IDW, the license for the Dungeons & Dragons comics, are going to Dark Horse. And I'm just giving you this update because I know some of you like comics. So, Wizards of the Coast for Magic the Gathering and Dungeons & Dragons are going to have their comics via Dark Horse Comics. Just letting you know. Now, there's a bit of a question. That Esports did ask this. Could there be women in EAFC 25? Now, women has been in the soccer games for several years now, and Dot Esports have seen a few years where some evolution of the female world of professional soccer has happened. And since those figures are on the rise, there's more money that's being put into the game than in the past. And the EAFC, formerly FIFA, has been taking steps to acknowledge it. So, they have the features and an emphasis on women's soccer. And according to one of the images that they're posting, is that women can be there. So long as the women are doing good on the pitch or out on the field, then the women will be there. But GameSpot.com did say that, we're talking about soccer, FC 25 did do a deep dive on the new tactics system. So you'll be able to set your player or player's role to deploy them in many different ways, and that depends on the situation and your personal strategy. And Paul Parsons was kind of talking about that, because there is an FC IQ system that is overhauling the game's tactical system, which is why there's player's roles. In fact, Parsons did say, quote, "We built an out-of-game AI model in order to help identify which player roles fit players in FC," end quote. Now, they're including clubs and career mode, and there may be some updates to the game later on. Maybe. We'll see. That's if you're into soccer. Hey, it is Olympics time. But if you want something, like I said, it's on sale, and it might be just in the EU. And yes, it is just in the EU, but it is on sale if you want it. I'll wait for mine, if I want one. But if you're in the EU, you can save 180 euros. Oh, we'll see. That's according to GamesRadar.com. That'll do it for today, and that'll do it for this week. There'll be no show this weekend, but if you want to see some of the past shows for the weekly show, you can go to twitch.tv/DonForge. We'll see you Monday. This has been a Don Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.